Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome to Being Soul Confident. I'm Nicola Tonsaga, I'm your host for this podcast, and in this episode, this introductory episode, I'd like to share a little bit about what you can expect as we move forward with the podcast. I am passionate about you being at the heart of your journey, because you are not meant to be anybody else. You are meant to be you, as fully, as freely, as expansively as you possibly can be. And I believe that that connection to soul, understanding it, allowing it, being soul confident, does exactly that. Leading with soul puts you directly at the heart of your journey. Because soul is a naturally expansive and opportune energy. It creates possibility and it opens potential. Yet, what is soul? How do you quantify it? How do we understand it and work with it? Isn't it just another fad? How can it lend itself to your business? How can you have confidence in something that appears so intangible? How can we make it practical, real, relatable? How can we inspire enough confidence about it and within you that you really step into trusting it fully, trusting yourself fully, understanding the path and purpose of soul within your life, and really allowing it to lead? These are some of the questions that I want to answer in Being Soul Confident. I want to explore soul and widen the conversation about what it is, about how we understand it, how we relate to it, how we can work with it, how we can absolutely trust it. I've had a myriad of experiences, and my experiences are hugely valid to me. And I will be sharing some of them as we go through these episodes and go through this podcast. But my experience is my experience. It will resonate with some of you, but it may not resonate with everyone. And as we explore what soul is to different people, as we explore what it means to different people, to different experiences, we can widen our understanding about what soul is so that you, with your individual experience, can understand and relate it, so that you can trust it. So that you can have that aha moment where you think, my gosh, actually, I am leaning into soul. This is what it is. This is what it feels like. This is the experience I have when I'm really connected into soul. And it's my sincerest hope and passion as we move through Being Soul Confident that you are empowered, enabled, and engaged enough within that energy of soul to really lean into understanding the part it plays within your path, your journey, understanding the part it plays within you as an individual, and that you are confident, certain enough, and trust enough that you lead fully from that divine expansive energy that is part of who you are. I want to look at some of the difficult questions. I want to look at what happens when we pass, when we die. What happens from a soul perspective at that point in time? What happens if we get lost? Have we lost that connection to soul? And if we have, what does that feel like? Because life is a varying journey of experiences, let's be honest. Life has its roller coaster moments. And yes, we can find joy in every moment and we can find joy in the journey. But there are some aspects of the journey that are really, really difficult. Does that mean that we're not aligned? Does it mean that we're not encapsulated in that power, that experience of soul in that moment? Let's answer that. Have you ever sold your soul? I'd like to answer that question too. What does that feel like and what brought you back? What brought you back to that inner sense of knowing, that certainty of what you really need to do, of how you really need to allow yourself and how you show up in the world? So let's start the conversation about all of the different ways, all of the different views that we have about soul, what it really means. And then let's bring all of that together so that we can all start to live life being soul confident, making a difference to us and to everyone around us. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care and enjoy being soul confident.